Let's go.
Well, Ken, are you taking a couple of emergencies over there just in case, or just the one?
No, we'll take a couple with us. We'll take a couple. Carl Amon and Jack Trengo will come over with us. Magpies don't play to Sunday, so it gives us a bit of freedom.
And good for Jack. It obviously means he's getting quite close.
Jack's incredibly close. Jack's played really strong footy right through the whole season. He's been probably the best player of the Magpies, bar none. He's travelled with us actually two or three times already this year. At some point, Jack deserves a chance.
When does it come? Is it just obviously hard to change a winning side?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've been winning, and we go unchanged for the third game, which is a really strong and positive thought for the players.
Has that happened in your time as coach? 3 games in a row?
Not sure. Possibly. I'm sure it probably would have, because I like to stick to winning sides.
And just the game in Tasmania, obviously a lot of sides have struggled after the bye because, it's often hard to get that intensity. How do you guard against that and make sure the boys are switched on?
Yeah, look, we're pretty good off the bye, and we have been. I think in my time, I think we're 3-2 or something, and, one of those losses was Geelong last year by 2 points and a heartbreaker. So I think our form coming out of the bye is pretty consistent. Hopefully it'll be the same again this week, and it needs to be, because we know the challenge of Hawthorn in Tasmania. We know how good they've been down there.
What have you done to guard against that unit?
No, we've had a really uninterrupted preparation, which is good for the bye. We got back and trained last Saturday. We've had Tuesday, Thursday. We've had really strong training sessions all week. Boys look quite sharp, so I'm looking forward to them coming out and starting that way.
What about the travel? I know you get the week off to rest, but you probably say it's all part of the schedule, but is there anything that you've done differently with the guys to guarding that so much travel?
Got a lot of frequent flight points.
That's about all.
No, it's okay because of the break. We've had the bye in between. Yeah, so certainly last year we went China 10 days into Geelong, so it's not dissimilar, where we've got an extra couple of days. I think the boys are fine with that. I think the advantage of that is I think we're going to come home with about 8 out of 12. So it's a really positive thing for us to do. Been really good. They've improved dramatically, and we've seen at the back end of last year. We know the talent that they've got. Obviously the obvious ones are playing some really good football, and they're going to be a real challenge for every club. We've seen it last week, the best team in the competition. And obviously they're watching it football like they're going to get it.
Any difference in the venue, in
terms of dimensions and different players? No. We haven't been there for a long time. Luckily enough, they would travel around the place and see different grounds, so we'll be okay.
Does the record put the fear into the boys at all? I mean, they've dropped 3 games in sort of 10 years.
I suppose there's an opportunity they could drop a 4th one, and that's what we're looking for. And they've been fantastic. I think they're quite a bit of a different side to what they've been there over that period of time too. Let's be fair. They've been that great premiership team over that period of time. In Clarko's words, I think they're trying to establish and rebuild their new next opportunity, and I think that's what they probably are now. So there's an opportunity for us to go there and challenge them big time.
You're hoping that the contract with Ollie Wines just gets stitched up so there's no more noise about it?
I'm sure it will.
What about the Hawthorn midfield? Obviously Mitchell and O'Meara and guys like that. It's a pretty dynamic midfield group they've got at the moment.
Yeah, they are. As I said, we know their challenge, and I know Jager a little bit firsthand. I certainly, Tom, he couldn't be in any better form, could he? And I said through the week, the challenge with Tom Mitchell is to bring him back from 40 to 30 if you can. You don't bring a player like him back to 15 or 16, so we know that, we understand that. The challenge for us is to share the workload with our midfield, which we think is very deep, and we'll hopefully challenge them with our numbers.
Do you give Ebo a job on Tom Mitchell? Or?
Someone will certainly get a look, and Brad's obviously had those roles in the past. It'll be a challenge for us to decide which player that is and which player best suits the opportunity for us.
Just cover off a couple of quick sample injuries. Joe Oatley and Aidan Johnson, what are they sort of got at the moment?
Yeah, both. Joey's got a bit of a sore back, and he'll be back probably next week. He won't play this week, and Aidan's saying he's got a little bit of a tight groin. So look, we expect Aidan nearly played this week. We probably know that he'll be available for the following game.
And Toddy Marshall, that shoulder, just a bit too soon for that? Or?
Yeah, well, he's just got a sore, absolutely. Everyone's seen his hit he took last week, so it's quite a sore part of his body at the moment. But it's one of those ones that, again, that does improve quickly. Yeah, he's had a few interruptions, a poor kid, but I'm sure he'll be back soon.
And is he one of the players you want to get back in, within a couple of weeks? Todd, he's such a dynamic player.
Can I say 100% yes? Yeah. Yes, I do think Todd Marshall's a really important part of our team at its best, and we look forward to getting him in.
And
given that run of the last 4 weeks, how important is it to try and sneak a win against Hawthorn on the ground like this, so just get ahead of the legend?
Yeah, winning on the road is really important to successful teams. I think we've won in Melbourne, we've won in China, we've won in Sydney this year, so from that it's been a fantastic result for us. To have 4 away games, if we can get away with wins, that's really, really important.
Where are you getting guys out? played some very, very good footy and you probably maybe haven't been competitive. Do you think you have? Do you think you have put your best on the park at any stage this year?
I think our best is to come, and I'm hopeful that's the case. We haven't been as consistent as we'd like. No, I don't think any team bar West Coast and Great Richmond have been. You know, everyone's, you know, in that same look. Patch of the teams, you know, I think we sit ninth on the ladder today, so we're not even in the top eight at this point, so we've got to improve, otherwise there's not much to look forward to.
Where do you think that will come from?
I think it'll just come from playing a bit more football together and understanding the way that we want to play. You know, I think we've shown times when we've improved, we've shown times when we drop off and we get in trouble. The most important part for us appears to be, and it looks like, it, when we play a contested brand of football, we're actually quite strong.
Ken, everybody talks about the strains of travelling, but are there actually some positives to come out of it as well?
Yeah, we like travelling. There's no doubt about that. We like getting together as a group and, you know, you do spend some time, and particularly last week when we were in China for the whole week, you actually get a bit tighter as a group, you know, and it's a great opportunity. A lot of sides, you know, you travel away in the off-season to, you know, for camps and whatnot to help bond a little bit and learn a little bit out of each other personally, not just as a footballer, and I think you get to do that, and we've had those opportunities this year.
So that's one of your strengths, you think, Ken, giving you 1-3 your 5 road games this season, and you know, you've obviously shown some good form away from home.
Yeah, I think we're a good, strong travelling team. We like to perform when we travel. We know the importance of it, and we make no secret of that around the club, that you know, when you can win away from home, you mature as a football club. It gives you the best chance to be successful.
Last couple of questions.
So does a line through the last couple of years suggest that you just got to hit the time, right? So we can get consistent at the end of the season?
Yeah, look, it's... what is it, round 11? The winners aren't there yet, and we're not going to know who the winner is for a long time. And you're right, you know, you've seen Richmond and the Bulldogs in the last 2 years. You get your September right. First thing you've got to do, though, is you've got to qualify. You've got to qualify as high as you possibly can, and that's a challenge for about 12 or 13 clubs right now, so we're all trying to qualify.
How can you time a run in football?
I think it's your form. I think it's your consistency of behaviour, and that's what it looks like. And I think if you all, and I'm sure you all do, you watch the Bulldogs, you watched Richmond play through the last 6 weeks of their premiership years, there's an identity about them that was really good.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny.
Good luck.